Well, good morning. Well, it is Veterans Day, and I want to thank all the veterans out there for their incredible service to our country. And I want to apologize for the fact that the market's open. If it were up to me, it'd be closed today, but they didn't ask me, so the market is going to open this morning. Arkansas Best reporting third quarter numbers are really quite encouraging. They beat Wall Street's expectations on the top line and bottom line both. Third quarter revenue up almost 8%, $623 million. It was only $577 million the third quarter of last year. But the real improvement was in net income, $14 million, 52 cents a share. It was 24 cents a share the same quarter of last year, and Wall Street was only expecting 36 cents a share. The other good news is that tonnage was up 4.3%. And then there are non-asset-based businesses. Now, these are companies that don't require investments in expensive things like trucks, companies like Panther Expedited Services. That's a company they bought in June of 2012. Those non-asset-based businesses showing marked improvement. In the third quarter, those non-asset-based businesses equaled 26% of their combined revenue and they contributed $9.7 million to the third quarter profit. By the way, that revenue of those non-asset-based businesses up 45% versus the third quarter in 2012. And, of course, this is without counting the good news from what happened on November the 3rd. That was the implementation of the new National Master Freight Agreement with the Teamsters. That went into effect November the 3rd. We'll have a significant reduction in labor cost. It extends through March 31st of 2018. Now, on Friday was a very eventful day. The Dow Jones was up 167 points, hitting an all-time high. The S&P was close to its all-time high. The NASDAQ was up strongly also. The flip side of that was that the 10-year Treasury yield, which is the most important interest rate in the world, in my opinion, hit a six-week high, jumping to 2.75%. That's having an impact upon mortgage rates, which were already up. That was, of course, due to a better-than-expected employment number from the government on Friday. That labor report was a week delayed because of the government shutdown. J.P. Morgan, though, shows you what can happen with these rising interest rates. J.P. Morgan says they're going to cut 15,000 total consumer banking jobs. They're the largest U.S. lender. They say it's because of slowing demand for mortgages and declining profits in their home lending business. Guess what's causing that? Rising interest rates. And once again, we saw another spike in those on Friday. Well, you may have also heard last week that France had their AAA credit rating cut to AA. Well, how about one this morning? Fitch saying they're downgrading over $8 billion of bonds from Chicago. They cite the sluggish economy and also say that Chicago's been able to come up with any type of resolution about their massive union pension obligations. Not only did they lower their credit rating on all those bonds, they also put them on negative watch, which means you can expect it to get even worse. And if you're single, today's your day. Well, Alibaba, the Chinese e-commerce company, saying that they're expecting the world's largest e-commerce discount day ever in the history of the world will happen today, surpassing what we talk about here as Cyber Monday in the United States. They expect to sell $5 billion. This is, of course, a Chinese company. $5 billion of discounted goods in a single day. A lot of U.S. multinationals are participating also, companies like Nike, Procter & Gamble. Well, why did they say this is Singles Day? Well, every November the 11th, they say it's going to be Singles e-commerce discount day because November the 11th has four ones, four singles in the date, and it will be, they say, the biggest e-commerce discount day ever in history. By the way, Alibaba, in case you're not familiar with them, is partially owned by Yahoo, and so we'll see what happens today, but you may want to check it out.
Yep, November 11th will always be Veterans Day to me, not Alibaba
and
Day.
I agree, and I think everything should be closed today, but once again, they didn't ask me.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Get